So photography, traditional photography, I don't think is art. And the reason is what I just said. It doesn't involve recreation. It involves things as they are, period. It's taking a picture of reality that's out there. And Ayn Rand did not consider photography art. Now, it can be aesthetic. It can be pretty. It can be beautiful. But in a sense of recreating metaphysical value judgments and everything that entails, and when something recreates value judgments, it has an impact on you as a viewer because it condenses certain ideas, certain views of the world for you, and you respond to those. That's the kind of unique aesthetic experience we get. We're responding to the artist's metaphysical value judgments, even when we don't identify them. This is, again, related to the emotion. Our emotions are automatically giving us back, producing a response to what they're seeing in the artwork, to what our subconscious is reading in the artwork, as the values that have been recreated there. Photography doesn't really do that. And when it does it on a shallow level. Now, the reason I brought this up is that somebody asked, well, what about photography in the modern world, where you take a photo and then you completely manipulate it using Photoshop, using the million different software programs that are available today, and you can actually change what you photographed. Now, let me say my caveat about anything I talk about when it comes to aesthetics. I'm not an expert, and this is just some preliminary thinking, and don't take this as the objectivist view, because this is not Ayn Rand's view. This is Yaron, to the best of his ability, telling you what I think is consistent with the philosophy of objectivism in its view of aesthetics. I would say that to the extent that those photographs are manipulated purposefully and systematically in ways that are projecting a particular view that the artist has, usually subconscious view. It's usually art does not usually reflect necessarily the conscious views of, you know, some artists are very well integrated to the conscious and subconscious, but usually what you're given as a subconscious view. To the extent that it's what Ayn Rand called a metaphysical mirror, right, of the artist. So the artist is putting down, and it's purposeful, and it's thoughtful, and it's really does manipulate the image, but not just randomly, not like the software you have on your iPhone, where you take a photo and then you press a button and it scribbles it all up. That's not art. Or that's equivalent of modern non-art, right? So yes, I think it can be. That's my tentative. But I haven't seen any that is. I've seen beautiful, beautiful images. I've seen photographs that I would hang up on the wall that are just gorgeous. But I haven't seen any. I can't say I've seen photographs that I would describe as art. Now, I've seen photographs where I thought it was a painting. Maybe that's the closest it comes. Because of the qualities of the photograph, because of the way it was touched up, because of the way everything was positioned, because of the way the artist did whatever it did in Photoshop, that it looks like a painting. Yeah, no, I can see that. But again, it's tricky, right? It's tricky. So I think it can be. It's at the margin. And most photography is 99.9% of photographs people take. 0.9999 are not out. A few artists might exist out there who can manipulate a photograph and make it formulation I can come up with. I am going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back.